News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Aer Lingus has expressed disappointment after the Labour Court said it will not be intervening in the ongoing pay dispute with pilots at this time. And Captain Mark Tighe, President of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, joins us. Good morning to you. The Labour Court is saying that you're too far apart, Mark. Would that be your read of the situation between yourselves and Aer Lingus as well?
That would be my understanding of what the Labour Court has said. They brought us both in separately yesterday to ask us in confidence. We've no idea what they said with the company representatives, where we were, where we come to, and then very soon afterwards communicated that they weren't going to intervene.
Okay. The situation as we had it, you're sticking to your guns on the 23.8% claim for a pay rise. Aer Lingus say not happening. As somebody who's been following the coverage of this the whole time, Mark, the analysis that I have heard is that there is not a lot of sympathy for pilots, either from other unions, from politicians, from the media, from certainly from the travelling public. Are you increasingly isolated? Because that's what it looks like from the outside.
No, I don't think so at all. That's not our experience of it all. We have our own media monitors. Of course, we're dealing with our fellow staff and unions. We have support for our reasonable claim, a cumulative of 24% of inflation. And we're facing essentially corporate greed from executive managers who received a 66% increase. And our company is profitable, extremely profitable. This isn't a case of that this is going to interfere with our company's survival. What's happening here is that corporate greed wants to keep the money for themselves.
IAG would say that they don't look on Aer Lingus as the most profitable area of their business at all. I know that they made over 200 million last year, but they made a loss of 700 million in the previous year to that. They would also say, just putting it to you, that 24% it hasn't been given to any other sector, to any other group of pilots in their stable, or to any other, I suppose, aspect of staff in any of their airlines. It would be incredibly difficult for them to give it to you, because if they give it to you, what about Iberia, who are also in pay talks? What about BA? Or if they give it to you, what about all the people in Aer Lingus who have agreed to a 12% pay rise? Do you see that they are in a position where it may almost be impossible for them to give you what you want, and therefore what's going to give? Something has to.
Well, that's not actually correct, Ciara. IAG have already stood over an excess 24% increase for our BA pilot colleagues, except that they did it proactively from 2020 going forward, and because of how management have neglected pilot pay, we are looking at it going back. So IAG have already stood over a greater increase than we're looking for our BA pilot colleagues in British Airways, whose operating margin is the same as ours. It's actually just 0.1% higher.
Okay. Do you have anything to say to the travelling public? Because obviously from today, there is literal chaos for people who, you know, maybe booked months ago a much needed holiday at, you know, good expense to themselves and in a cost of living crisis. And we now know there's almost 300 flights have been cancelled, and obviously a whole all-out strike on Saturday. Like, people are very upset about this. What do you say to people whose travel plans have been completely upended?
Well, our passengers, as I've said before, are so important to us as pilots. Management don't meet our passengers. We do every day as we get on and off aircraft and interact and deal with them. What we have here is mass cancellation of flights because a small number of pilots are not working days off anymore. It just beggars belief. The numbers don't add up unless they have a staggering shortage of pilots in the first place. But, you know, as I said, people have always gone the extra mile to get flights home and everything. But the idea that...
Are you suggesting Aer Lingus have cancelled more flights than they needed to?
What I am saying is that the numbers don't add up. It's like every pilot does not work days off. Most people don't work days off. Some do. It's their absolute choice. But to have up to 20% of flights cancelled because a small minority of pilots who used to work days off no longer will, requires questions.
Okay, and we will certainly put those questions to Aer Lingus. If the suggestion is that more have been cancelled than necessary, we will certainly be looking into that. Obviously, they're cancelling more for next week as well. Have you any idea or none whatsoever how long this is going to go on?
I don't know how long this is going on. We've asked repeatedly management for a meeting. Most recently, it was on Sunday. We said, name a time, a place, a venue, we'll be there. And they haven't replied to that at all. They have moved on from wanting to negotiate, it appears. And they're moving now on to increasingly attack the pilots and the union as they started basically a union bust here.
There is a bit of that both sides. I mean, you started this conversation with me talking about their greed as being part of the issue here. So there is a rhetoric from both sides that we wouldn't hear very often in industrial disputes. Can I ask you one last question? The bookings in Aer Lingus are down a huge amount because people aren't booking Aer Lingus flights at the moment because they are afraid to. The profitability that you're talking about that you want a share of, it's going to be very severely affected by the strike, isn't it?
In the very short term, it will be affected. But in the long term, I don't believe so. I believe when this management team finally accepts the reasonability of a cumulative inflationary pay claim, that's not looking to increase pay, it's looking to maintain and protect pay. I believe our airline will continue to go from strength to strength.
Captain Mark Tighe, President of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.